is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're, you know, if you're listening to us live, pouring yourself a cup of coffee or having your soda pop, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, if you're a shift worker, whatever. But you know what? Can you believe how I know there's people who love it when it's 90 degrees and above, but when you look like me, you really like it when it's 72 and below. I just love this kind of weather because everything gets exciting. Fishing and mushrooms are, did I say mushrooms? Did I really say mushrooms again? Well, let me try that a third time. Mushrooms are growing. Yeah, that's mushrooms and me are pretty psychotic. I mean, it's pretty bad, but I mean, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, everything is getting just the fall and it's exciting. It's just absolutely exciting this time of the year. And you can't go wrong. You really cannot go wrong. You know, if you put a little sweater on, if you're cool, if you're not, you're like one of us from Chicago, you're still in a t-shirt and shorts until November. So that's okay. And so we're going to have some fun. But, you know, for today's show, I want you to all remember to tell your friends. This is important. Really. And I mean, I got a lot of friends out there today. There's a Blarney's Bassmaster Classic up on the Chain of Lake going on today. They have their big weigh-in at Blarney's between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. Salmon Unlimited Kids Fishing Derby is going on. Major League Fishing up in La Crosse is a team tournament. So, I mean, there's lots of activities for us. And, you know, if you're going to be checking these things out, tell all your friends to, like I said, listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, whether you do it on my website at chaunceysgreatoutdoors.com and click on the word podcast, or you go to the ESPN Chicago app and download it and listen to us anytime you want, 24/7. Oh, God, that's scary. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and you have to like us. This is important. Go to Facebook, type in Chauncey's Great Outdoors, click the word like, and you'll get all kinds of crazy outdoor information for us all to enjoy. Before we go on to today's show, I just have to say this. We have a new 13-year-old angler who was fishing in New Hampshire. I saw this on the news and did a little research and stuff like this. But, you know, I always say when you take your kid out deer hunting and he sits in a stand for like 30 minutes and shoots a 10 or 12 point buck, I said, well, he's ruined for life. This Jackson Denio, Jackson is a 13-year-old angler from New Hampshire. They were out 100 miles out in the ocean and he potentially caught, you know, it looks like it's going to be a junior world record, not halibut, but a junior world record fish. This is unbelievable. This young, he was deep sea fishing, as I just mentioned to you, and he got a hit. They were using, you know, a large bait. Nobody else fished with him? No, I mean, nobody else touched the rod, touched the line. He did it all himself for over 30 minutes. 30 minutes. And he wound up landing 177-pound Atlantic halibut. 177 pounds. The kid only weighs something like 120 pounds, but and is 5'9", and the fish is almost as big as him. But the fish came up, went down, came up, went down. Nobody on the boat was helping him, you know, touching anything. So this is all him. But like I says, Jackson, you're ruined for life. Not really. It's like that golfer that gets that hole in one shot. He keeps going back for it. But he congratulations. And I know your parents are putting all the paperwork in, and it's a great, great job. So I want to make sure I got that one out there, because that's just a super story. On this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we're going to have Tim Mondel on from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County with all of our programs, because it's the first Saturday of the month. Then Jen Russell, she's the director of the Illinois Lyme Disease Association. And we're going to talk with her about Lyme disease. It's increasing. I mean, it's going to be here unless we get a winter where it's going to be below zero for 3 weeks and kill all these bugs. It's going to be around for the next millennium. That's just how this is. And you don't have to worry about getting ticks when you're only out in the great outdoors, and, you know, hiking or this. I've got more ticks just being in my backyard in suburban Chicagoland area than I have ever walking in the woods. So this is something you really need to be aware of and understand all the, you know, things that can happen to you if you get bit by a tick. And that's a very important thing. So you have to remember that too. And then last but not least, we're going to have the Aiden Fisher report from Western Michigan. And that'll be quite interesting today, because I know I got a little note earlier. He says, "Dad, Papa, I've been out salmon fishing." So that means he must be getting fish. But you know what? Mario's working the board for us today. So thanks for being in and making sure that I'm up, alive, well, and working. But you know what? Mario just sent me a note that says somebody's on the line. So let's see who's on the line. I think it's Captain Tony.
Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Well, I think he's sitting on the dock of the harbor, waiting for the fishies about to swim by.
Yeah, Tony. They'll swim by, all right. You know, 30-knot winds, maybe, you know. I mean, that wind's been blowing, temperature dropped. You know, people think, oh, you know, fish, it got really cold fish. You know, they're going to bite. You know, fish always bite. They're always hungry. All they do is swim and eat. They got to eat sooner or later. But with the wind and waves, we're not getting out there. We had some heavy winds on Friday. You know, we're going offshore. There are some kings setting up on the hill. So you can, you know, work the hill in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, three hours, maybe max, and then bail and start looking someplace else for them.
Mm-hmm.
Flies, dodgers, spoons are still working. I hit it really quick. I hit up to, like, I start at the hill, run out the 120, come back in. I only run a few rods. I know I want to get the deep water. If I'm losing time, I will yank rods and dump back in at, like, 150, 180 or something like that and go mm-hmm. out deep. You know, but otherwise, you know, if I start catching fish in that, you know, that fish zone between 60 and 120 there, I'm not going to leave it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully the clouds will stay around and, you know, the fish will stay around. They'll keep feeding, you mm-hmm. know.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, you're right on that one, my friend. And, you know, it's just that all this, I mean, because it has been, if you watch the news, anybody who watches the news, they've been talking about 8-foot waves on Lake Michigan and stuff. I mean, it's just, does that churn up the water enough to cool it down?
Well, it depends which way it comes. You know, we get cold, we get warm. If it's coming out of the west like it was a couple of days, you know, we might get grain a little bit more cold water back at us. If it comes north at us, it's going to push warm water. You know, if it comes out of the east, it's going to push warm water at us. Mm-hmm. Depends what's on their side of the lake. Most buoys, if you go to, like, the Racine buoy, it has temperature. You can actually go to, what's it called, Seagull. I think it's put out by NOAA.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to any buoy. They got buoys on every lake. You can go click on it, open it up, and you can see the wave height, the water temperature, the wind direction, and especially that wave height.
Wow. Yeah. Cause I mean, it, like I said, you don't want to get bounced too hard out there. It gets a little bit rough. It's not worth not having a good day. You know, you got to have fun when you go out there.
I think you were telling me the other day, someone posted or something that someone said it's like 1 to 2 foot or they went out and it was ridiculous or something like that.
Yeah, they said it, there was supposed to be 2 to possible 3s. And when they got out, out of the harbor, they said, well, all we did was turn back around because the two possible threes were threes building the six.
Yeah. Yeah. It was blowing out of north.
Yeah.
Yeah. North, northwest. Even like if, you know, they say northwest, you know, it's fine if you're in, mm-hmm. you know, 30 feet of water, maybe 40 max. But once you start getting to our hill, which is like 2.5 miles offshore, it's going to change.
Sure.
You know, the North Point buoy is in pretty close here.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say a quarter mile. So, you know, we got some shoreline shrubbery blocking the wind coming that way. Depends which way the wind's going. Where the Racine buoy is a little further off.
Mm-hmm. You
know? So I look at that Racine buoy, which is pretty nice. It gives you depth, and current, you know, direction. Yeah. So it's a really nice buoy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wish they'd take our buoy and put it right before the hill so we know what was going on out there, you know?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because I know the Mid-Lake buoy, I think the Mid-Lake buoy's down,
yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure what's going on with that report. Mm. But like I said, you got to be safe out there. It's that time of year, gales, high winds,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always another day. I don't go out in that rough, rough stuff anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Back and it's like I gotta take it easy, you know. It's got to be fun.
And the other thing, Tony, too, is on a good day when you're able to get out there, even, you know, when you're talking one to threes, and you get out there, you're in big fish season, and that's the important thing. Big fish season right now. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it to get that charter set up with the Diamond Ghost Charters?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. All my info is on www.diamondghostcharters.com.
And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost?
Sitting on the dock of the bay. All right, guys, you be safe out there.
All right, Tony, take care. You're listening to Chauncey, everybody, on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Waterworks Marine is the largest London low dealer in the upper Midwest and has a special offer called the Ultimate Sale till September 15th with up to $6,000 off on select 24 and 25 model years of Lund boats that are in stock. That's a great savings. And $500 on 2026 select Lund model boats till September 2nd, all powered by a Mercury outboard motor. There is still plenty of boating time available for you, your family and friends to enjoy a day on the water for great fishing, fall color rides, and special family time with that new Lund powered by that Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and ask for that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is,
fish on. And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
It started out just like any other.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass!
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yep, it's that time of the month, first Saturday of the month, which means the one, the only, the all soothsayer of knowledge, the encyclopedia. People don't even know what that is now. I'm thinking about it. Of information. Mr.
I was going to say it, but I didn't. I held off on it.
Mr. Tim Mondel's on the phone with us from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. How you doing?
I'm well. And the fact that maybe encyclopedias aren't being used as often is a little scary thing for this mid-40-year-old, but that's okay. Neither here nor there.
That's true. So what is going on? I know it's September, and, you know, people are getting kids back in school and have been in school for a couple of weeks and different things, but that doesn't mean the Forest Preserve has slowed down in Cook County on all the cool stuff to do.
All of it. And actually, this is we always talk about the Chauncey. We have every program for every time of the year. This summer was kind of hot, right? So, I mean, this is really a great time for us interpreters to put on programs to connect people to nature in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Because the weather is getting a little bit cooler. And that certainly starts with this weekend, right? So a little bit later today, an amazing experience is a pop-up up to Crabtree Nature Center, which is located in the northwest part of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering their annual Art in Nature. So, the title pretty much kind of explains it. We use various forms of art, different mediums, you know, opportunities maybe even to purchase art. You can check out the 11 plus acres in that area. It's really a beautiful site and a nice way to draw the communities out there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Well, you know, today at 1 p.m., there's singing with cicadas. I mean, do we all get to sit on a fence line with the cicadas and hum a tune or what?
You could try. By all means, you could try. I'm trying not to picture what that exactly would look like. But, no, you could certainly try.
Mm-hmm.
The cicadas have that knack to ring out those eardrums anyways. But, yeah, you can do that one with it. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. SAGWA is doing that at SAGWA Environmental Learning Center. They're creative. I like what they do.
Yeah.
You can also, if you haven't registered yet but are interested, there might be a spot or two available. In the evening time is the full moon paddle up at Tower Road Boat Launch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And people, if you've never been out on a body of water after sundown and you just, the world becomes alive with a whole lot more of nature and critters, and you'll probably see deer, you'll see more waterfowl, you'll see stuff, raccoons walking along the shoreline looking for crayfish and clams and everything else. I mean, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. I hate to be so, you know, wow about it. I mean, it's an amazing time. They actually are now, so it's facilitated by the Friends of the Chicago River, one of our valued partners here in the Forest Reserves. And this is such a popular offering that they've offered it twice, or are offering it twice in the fall time. One, obviously, tonight, and then the other one's going to be in October. It's just an experience of a lifetime because I think they're still up there, Chauncey, but there were, my understanding is there are bald eagle nests up on the north part of the lagoons. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, you're going to see that. You're right near the Botanic Garden. So just kind of give folks an understanding geographically of where things are located. It's a great opportunity to get out there and get on the water for sure.
Oh, good. Yeah. And then, you know, if you still got, you know, a couple of younger kids at home, that they're not in school yet, you know, preschool or kindergarten, you know, Thatcher Woods, there's going to be a great program going on September 10th, I think it is. It's a children's story time with the River Forest area, talking, you know, reading stories to the kids. I mean, there's still so many things to do. And it's not going to be hot, folks. Guess what? It's not going to be hot.
And if there's something else that frustrates you, it's taking a picture at night. Trust me, bear with me. I'm transitioning well, Chauncey, I promise. On Monday the 8th at 8 p.m. is nocturnal photography at Little Red Schoolhouse.
What?
Everyone's got a smartphone now. If you don't, you know, it'd be surprised. And it takes forever and a moment to get a picture taken or to take it. So suffice it to say, this workshop will kind of teach you about how to take the proper photography, you know, at nighttime, as well as what to take pictures of within the forest reserve. So it'd be kind of nice. The other thing, too, I just want to skip back one day on that. On Sunday, the 7th, up at Trailside Thatcher Museum in the River Forest area is their annual migrating monarch celebration.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Yes.
It's amazing. I love their programs at Trailside. Mm-hmm. And they do, you know, they work with the right partners to come out there, family oriented, kind of learn everything about monarchs, migration, celebrate cultures, history, and so forth.
Yeah. And then, you know, to me, because my mother taught me how to fish. She really did. And you got a great program on September 13th, Fishing for Women by Women, where maybe you're a lady listening to us and while you're making breakfast for the kids or whatever, and you would say, well, you know, I'd like to learn how to fish, but, you know, come to this program, and you're probably going to walk away a better fisherman than anybody else in your house. And that's all going on at the River Trail, right?
Correct. Yep. So that is facilitated with a local fishing instructor, Kyle Goddard, out of Get Hooked, or from Get Hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Again, yeah, that's the idea, is empowering everybody in different ways. And one of the simplest ways is to do something outdoors, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's relaxed, they're calm, learn about fishing. If you know a lot about fishing, you just want to partake, come out there and be part of it.
Oh, geez.
I knew that would get you. So then next weekend, I think that's Friday night. Yep, at Cummings Square, which is adjacent to the Forest Preserves District headquarters, right there in River Forest Oak Park, is the annual fair with an E at the square. So they have, you know, like fair games, you know, reuse games, things to show folks how they can repurpose things to make fun. So this is, you know, come out, participate, create a cool experience, maybe take an idea of what you want to do at home with reusable goods too.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a whole bunch of bird programs going on with so much, you know, bird migrations throughout the area, that, you know, if we said one, we're going to have to list all 8, 10 or 12 of them, you know.
Literally go through it on your phone. You can scroll and it just come up with the catalogs worth of.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did this one time. I went to the Sagua Environmental Learning Center, and we were banding birds. They're doing this on the 14th, where these little birds fly into these nets, and then they very gently take them out, and they put these little bitty bands on their feet, little bitty ones, and then they take off like nothing, you know?
Yep. They actually, the bird banding was, it continues to be a popular offering, not just at Sagua, but the different locations Even come springtime too. Mm-hmm. So if you, you know, if you can't make it because life is life, you know, you got kids, they got sports, something's going on, or you like college football, whatever. They offer these during like World Migratory Bird Day celebrations. Yeah, but it's plus it gives you an excuse to get to Sagwa. Every, you know, nobody really needs an excuse. Just
no.
go.
No, just go.
Just go. But yeah, yeah, that's great. And then if you also want to do that Saturday before on the 13th is the mm-hmm. annual Fall Nature Fest at La Baja Woods. A couple, 2-3 people attend this thing. I mean, it's somewhere in like the 2,000 to 3,000 people range. You learn about local organizations that are partaking in sustainable and conservation based activities, resource management will be out there. They get to hang you into rappel you up into a tree. You can check out the Jesse White tumblers,
mm-hmm.
try some local food. So you have that one too.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the time and you're a little bit free at the moment.
There's something going on Friday the 19th at starts at 5 in the afternoon. It's the Palis Night Sky Picnic. I mean, in my mind, this says, Johns, bring a blanket, lay down on the ground, and look at the stars, you know?
You got it. It's exactly right. I know I've mentioned it before on your show. You know, that Palis region was awarded that Dark Sky Initiative because of their ability to, minimize the amount of light pollution within the area. So, and with that said, one of our nature centers, the Little Red Schoolhouse, which is situated right there, oftentimes there's a lot of night programs, and this is just one of them. Yeah. You can join the preserves. It's kind of the world's largest, within the largest urban night sky place. They're going to have beverages, cocktails, food, they'll have telescope presentations. So they'll be out there, rain or shine.
Mm-hmm. And last, but trust me, not least, because there's so many different programs out there to be part of in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Tim had me come out a couple of years ago, and I want to say it was on the near west side Forest Preserves, but they were playing musical instruments at different places along a footpath. And it was the coolest thing because the birds and stuff were almost, you swear, they were singing with the music. And it was such a perfect evening or afternoon that we were there. You're doing acoustics under the stars at Camp Shabano Woods in South Holland on the 19th, starting at 6 p.m. also, where they're going to be doing folk music and stuff being played in the woods. Tim, sign me up.
You know where we're at. There's always you're not more than 20 minutes away from any nature preserve.
Oh my God, yes.
No, it's true. That's the idea. Like, I know there's a huge push, there continues rather to be this huge push around wellness and getting outside and just bathing yourself and in all the elements that nature provides for you. But mm-hmm. one of them is just music, whether you're sitting on a rail listening to cicadas quote sing, if you want to go out and be part of this acoustic side of it, we have making music jams that we offer throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
We have this acoustic side, you know, even on Sunday the 21st, I didn't know, probably meant to mention it earlier, we have music and nature at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center, where you can listen to a violinist and cellist play within the natural, and like it's, I don't know. I can't even get the words out. That's how exciting it can be.
I'm there. I gotta go.
Sorry, we're hanging up. Bye. See you later.
That's too good to be true. Well, Tim, as always, if people want to get more, and there is a lot more that Tim and I can't cover in a short period of time, all they need to do is go to the fpdcc.com. fpdcc.com. website, Forest Preserve District, Cook County. Click on the word event, and you better get your calendar out and start signing up.
Yeah, because there's like 10 more days that we didn't even cover.
And yeah, I know.
Party for the preserves, like there's tons of it. Yep. And then the fall guides, Chauncey, too, and for everybody, really. The fall guides are now out, available. If you can attend any of these events, you can grab one. Website will have the listings. Go by Nature Center. We'll have everything out there for you.
That's right. Just remember, get out, Enjoy the Cook County Forest Preserves. It's right in your own backyard.
Indeed.
All right, my friend. Thanks so much for coming on.
Of course. My pleasure.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine is the largest London load dealer in the Upper Midwest and has a special offer called the Ultimate Sale till September 15th with up to $6,000 off on select 24 and 25 model years of Lund boats that are in stock. That's a great savings. And $500 on 2026 select Lund model boats till September 2nd, all powered by a Mercury outboard motor. There is still plenty of boating time available for you, your family and friends to enjoy a day on the water for great fishing, fall color rides, and special family time with that new Lund powered by that Mercury outboard at that low waterworks price. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and ask for that Chauncey price. If fishing is your passion, then you, your friends, and family need to meet up at the monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country and is in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. And it has been educating anglers and family for over 5 decades. So don't just sit around and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the Hideaway Pub and Eatery, 9643 South 76th Street in Franklin, Wisconsin, this month, Tuesday, September 30th at 6 p.m., and hear fishing educator Mark O'Neill. His presentation will focus on the latest electronic technologies that now exist and how to use these technologies to target multi-species trophy fish on local lakes. He'll talk live sonars, installation, setup options, and more about powering your marine electronics. You don't want to miss this one, so become a better angler and come to the Wisconsin meeting of the Walleyes Unlimited USA September 30th at the Hideaway Pub and Eatery, 9643 South 76th Street in Franklin, Wisconsin, and next month, October 29th, at the Illinois American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee at 6 p.m. also. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more information. Be there and be a better angler.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a waterboard.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like. I wanna
catch a pike.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we have a woman that I recently met, and I just about went over the table with excitement and wanted to talk to her and write everything down. But I said, no. We need to do an interview. I'm speaking with Jennifer Russell, who's the founder and executive director of the Illinois Lime Association. And we're not talking about lime like the stones lime. We're talking about Lyme disease. And we're going to learn an awful lot about it, and it ain't going away, folks. So let's learn what we need to do to make it right. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
I mean, Lyme disease, people, it's just, you know, I don't know what, it's not clicking in their head that it's out there.
No, it's really an awareness issue. For many years, it was barely talked about in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, cases are growing. The surveillance that the Illinois Department of Public Health is doing is showing that the tick presence is really spreading, and so are the pathogens that they carry.
And it's not just like people say, well, you know, it's like a spider bite or a mosquito bite. No, 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 no. This is something that can wreak havoc on your body. And it's from this little bitty tick, for lack of a better term. I had to change my adjectives there. This little bitty tick of what is doing this. I mean, you know, 40%, I thought I read someplace that 40% of the deer ticks were positive carriers of the bacteria that causes Lyme disease.
Yes, that is correct. Yep, that's our state average. Our northern counties up by Wisconsin, you know, Wisconsin's been endemic for years, and the deer ticks are coming down, and our northern counties have a much higher percentage rate. So most of them are at least 50% of the deer ticks being tested or testing positive. The worst county is Winnebago, and that is at about 66% positive.
You had to mention the county I deer hunt in.
Sorry, but it is the reality.
it is the reality. But see, tell people, you know, if and ticks, they don't fly, they don't crawl up your leg, they don't do, they basically, they're transferred by, they just kind of hang around on bushes, high grass, trees, whatever. And when you're going past them and you brush against them, they kind of say, oh, here's my new ride, right?
Yep, yep. Yeah, they'll, you know, even though, you know, it's kind of a little bit of not known, is they can just be in normal grass. And so they can get on your shoes, and then they do start crawling up your you know, pant legs, mm-hmm. and then usually get into somewhere where it's tight on your clothes, you know, your waistband, you know, your underwear line around your groin, and just kind of wherever they feel that they want to try to attach. So definitely being aware of your surroundings and what you're doing. You know, if you do trail walks, you know, try to stay in the middle of the trail and just be cognizant of what you're brushing up against, and you know, always stopping, you know, after so many minutes and kind of checking yourself for ticks. That's really kind of where we're at this point. We really mm-hmm. got to be you know, checking ourselves and taking precautions.
What are the things that a tick bite can manifest itself into in a human?
Yeah, it is a very wide variety of symptoms. And unfortunately, that's what makes it so hard for providers to diagnose. And there's also a difference between acute symptoms versus long-term symptoms if it hasn't been diagnosed. So mm-hmm. basically, if it's an acute, what we call acute symptoms, which would be, you know, you were just out, you know, not that long ago, and you got bit by a tick, and then all of a sudden you kind of feel like flu-like symptoms is how they describe it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a possibility of a bullseye rash, but a lot of people either don't get it or they don't notice that they have a bullseye rash. You know, you can just, like I said, typical flu-like symptoms, you know, you're tired, you're muscle aches, you know, that kind of thing. But then once it moves into kind of this, they call it chronic, I call it persistent, you know, long-term symptoms, because you haven't been treated or anything for it, then the symptoms change. So it's going to be more, you know, the bacteria is already disseminated throughout your body. It's into your organs and tissues. And so you're going to have more of the joint pain and arthritic problems. You may experience more neurological issues, And then, you know, numbness, tingling in your body. You can have brain fog. You can have severe headaches. A lot of people have severe fatigue.
What, Jennifer, I am the novice. I walk around in gym shoes, white socks, pair of working shorts, and a t-shirt. I am just the most, you know, buffet table for a tick that's out there. What should I do to help prevent me from getting, because we're coming in the hunting and ticks are out there in the winter, folks, right?
Yes. Yep. So the big thing that our organization really promotes is what's called permethrin. So it is a step that you have to take before you go outside, and it, you know, takes a little prep work, but like any hunter or, you know, any outdoorsman, you're getting your things ready, you know, before you go. You're getting your bow prepped or your gun prepped or, you know, whatever. You're taking the permethrin and you take it outside, obviously follow the package instructions, and you treat your clothes, all of your gear, your shoes, boots, you know, whatever, with permethrin. And then you are letting that dry. You let it dry for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And then when you go out, you put it on. And what permethrin is, it kills ticks. It doesn't repel them like your DEET and your other things, which, you know, you can still use as a second protectant. But permethrin is your first protectant. And that actually will kill any ticks that get on you. And the good thing is it's good for several washes. So once you know, you wash it multiple times and you don't have to treat your clothes every time you go out. With hunters, I ask them, you know, treat your tent. I mean, there's no scent. So, you know, treat your ground blinds, you know, any of that that's sitting on the ground, you want to do that. And we don't just have, you know, the deer ticks aren't just the only problem now. We also have the Lone Star tick that is really coming up from southern Illinois, you know, in mid-state. And that is the primary, as of right now, the primary host for the new alpha-gal syndrome, which is, you know, starts as a gastrointestinal issue each time you eat red meat or use a mammal byproduct. And then every time you eat it, your symptoms get worse until it can go anaphylactic. And Illinois actually is in the top 13 states for cases. So again, going back to that, permethrin is your first step. The next thing you need to, you know, make sure you're tucking your pants into your socks so that it's not allowing them to get, you know, have a way in. Or they do also have what's called tick gaiters, which is like a wrap that you can wrap between your boots and your pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say wear light colored clothing, but that's so that you can see a tick, you know, easier. And then you can, like I said, use that second layer as, you know, either DEET. Some people don't like DEET. Perkeratin is another really great product. And you can spray that on as a repellent. And then the big thing is when you come home after being out, you want to get your clothes off and into a super hot dryer for at least 20 minutes and run it on high heat. And that actually will also kill any undiscovered ticks that you're not seeing. And then you want to jump right into the shower, because you want to be able to kind of, you know, get your fingers through your hair, check under your armpits, check your belly button, you know, and the water can also help wash any undiscovered ticks. Because, I mean, these ticks can be as tiny as a poppy seed and they look just like a mole, you know, but that's the big thing. You're wanting to check every mole, every bump. You're wanting to get in the shower and, you know, kind of just check yourself over. And check in the mirror, check your back. A lot of people don't see them because they get on their back and they don't really, you know, see that back there unless they're looking in a mirror. So the big thing is just performing your tick checks when you get home.
Right. And that permethrin?
Permethrin, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't spray your clothes when you're in your clothes. You spray them when you're off. You know.
Yes.
You spray them when they're on the hanger outside. So that's a very important thing.
If yep, somebody...
and you want to let it dry 24 hours, and you don't want to spray it around cats. When it's dry, it's fine, but in a wet stage, it can cause the cats some symptoms. So you want to make sure you're in a well-ventilated area outside, spray them, and let them dry.
If I want to find out more about ticks, where do I go?
Well, obviously, our website. We have a ton of resources on our website, and it's illlimeassociation.org.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of fact sheets. We've got... we're really starting to put some fact sheets in Spanish now. And so we've got fact sheets on alpha-gal. We've got fact sheets for medical providers. We've got fact sheets for hunters and outdoorsmen. We've got fact sheets about, you know, what symptoms, how Lyme can affect your child. We've got mental health fact sheets. So that's a whole nother thing that people don't realize mm-hmm. is that ticks can cause your mental health issues. So if you're a person that has maybe bipolar or depression, and you're like an outdoorsman, and you have symptoms that are unregulated, you need to be checked thoroughly for tick-borne disease. But the big thing is the testing. The testing is so inaccurate. So my oldest daughter had to be tested 3 times before she came back positive, and she had already had it for 3 years. My youngest daughter, who got it last year, was literally just on a slip and slide and found the tick the next morning. A week and a half later, started getting symptoms, took her to the doctor, and they tested her, obviously negative, went ahead, thankfully, and did prophylaxis treatment. And they tested her 3 more times. And it was not until the first week of November that she came back positive. So if your provider is not testing multiple times and following what's going on, people need to go back and have their provider sit, you know, say, hey, I was tested negative once, but I still have symptoms and I have not recovered from, you know, this, mm-hmm. this tick bite, or, you know, and then have them recheck, because it's highly possible that the antibodies in your system had not built up enough to make that test be positive.
Wow.
And that's another big awareness thing that people do not know.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. I'm going to give you the website. It's illlymeassociation.org. Is that right?
Yes.
Go there, Illinois Lyme Association. They're a 501c3 not-for-profit. There's no rich cats that are keeping them alive. They're alive because people like us make donations and help them out. And you'll see where you can do that on that website. And they have a store. They have resources. They have, you know, patient questions. They have, you know, questions to get answers, events, fact sheets, videos. I mean, this is a plethora of information. And just so you know, the ticks I've gotten came from my backyard, and I live in the suburbs. So it's everywhere, everybody. Remember that. You need to be on guard for this. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on. Would you mind coming back on later, another time?
I would love to. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
You are just have so much information that I want people to really, really take note of this, because this is something that will mess you up big time. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine is the largest London load dealer in the upper Midwest and has a special offer called the Ultimate Sale till September 15th with up to $6,000 off on select 24 and 25 model years of Lund boats that are in stock. That's a great savings. And $500 on 2026 select Lund model boats till September 2nd.
all powered by a Mercury outboard motor. There is still plenty of boating time available for you, your family and friends to enjoy a day on the water for great fishing, fall color rides, and special family time with that new Lund powered by that Mercury outboard at that low waterworks price. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and ask for that Chauncey price.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We got a lot of show to shove in about 5 minutes here. So let's grab onto your chairs, hold onto your coffee cup, and let's fly here. First of all, we got to get the Aiden Fisher Report, which is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Remember, ask for that Chauncey price. That's important. Aiden said to me, he goes, "Papa, we're getting ready to pull the boat out, but we heard the salmon were jumping. So Dad and I and a couple of other buddies went out salmon fishing, and we found salmon in the last 2 days, all over Western Michigan reports. Things are really happening just outside the harbors and also on the harbor points." I think he means piers. Inland fishing for bass and bluegills closer to shore are getting better. And northern pike were active on the Grand River. I caught two of them, but they were all just hammer handles. Oh, he's getting technical now. Hammer handles. Hope to see you soon because we need to go mushroom picking, and I want to learn how to do that. And Uncle Tom was lake yellow perch fishing in Lake Erie and said that things were slow around the buoys 3 and 4 out of Bowles Harbor. He says he wants to get a bag of perch so he can give them to me. Talk to you soon. Love you. Your fishing magician and learning to be a mushroom picker, grandson Aiden. And the Aiden Fisher Report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, Illinois, we got, you know, youth duck and goose hunting applications are available now. Get the application from the state DNR website. They're accepted from September 1 through October 1. Public duck and goose hunting area permit second lottery is open. Statewide Bobcat permit lottery is open statewide from September 1st to the 15th, and waterfowl hunting season from the 1st to the 15th for the Goose, the resident goose. It used to be called Nuisance Goose. I don't know why they changed it. I like Nuisance Goose. so let's check that out. September 6th, Hook and Line. That's today, everybody. Hook and Line Sturgeon season opens in Wisconsin. Remember, you have to have a sturgeon tag. And the fish has to be over 60 inches. Jesus, that's a lot of fish. So that's going to be good. Well, once again, Ludington Chinook salmon are being caught off the pierheads, about 50 feet of water. That's a good sign. Little Bay Dinac. Anglers are targeting yellow perch. There were reports there. And our friends at Lilybug Acres, I think they're playing the show live on a speaker, I've been told. But they said they're ready for the bluegill and bass now out on the chain. Water temperature is about 70 degrees, but it's going to be a good day to be out on the chain of lakes from Lilybug Acres. And then let's see, we got that. We got so much. I'm not kidding you, everybody. Tons of stuff I want to try to cover here in Hayward. Yeah, Hayder up north, you know. Fishing improved with cooler temperatures for muskie around weeds and rocks. Learn how to talk, Chauncey. Bucktails, jerk baits, and topwaters. We're all producing smaller suckers. They're also working pretty well, too. Always throw a live sucker out and pitch a, you know, artificial. Walleye, a little on the tough side in the Hayward area. Northern pike, decent around those weed edges and weed beds. Spinner baits, anything with a flash, a bright silver flash. And, I mean, I don't know. I think northern pike have a, you know, they're somewhere on the, they're just like, ooh, something's flashing. We got to go look. So that's what they do. Largemouth bass. Oh, man. Frogs. That's what too. Frogs. Something on the surface that you could just drag across weeds, drag across lily pads, and don't work them fast. Work them slow. You're going to find your lot of fish. Smallmouth in the Hayward area. Midlake reefs. That's area there, too. Crappies pretty much throughout the water column. That's a good sign, too. You know, I just saw that photo of that kid who caught that 177-pound Atlantic halibut. That's a huge fish. Oh, my gosh. That is an absolute huge fish. Go to my website, Facebook, on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. See the picture of that. It is really unbelievable. All right, we got that. I mean, no, I'm forgetting some things that I wanted to mention. We're seeing some activity also on forest preserve lakes, a lot closer to shore. And they're pretty much active throughout the day. Now is the time for live bait. Small to medium minnows. A larger roach will get you a pike or a good-sized bass, but you got to work on those and see that activity. But the Forest Preserve District of Cook County Lakes are really hammering. Oh, I can hear the flute. Mario's telling me, Chauncey, we got to get the next show lined up. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my good buddy, Apen Sui Majawat. Get your Kleenex out, everybody. This is true. The most precious jewels you'll ever have around your neck are the arms of your children. Woo! The most precious jewels you'll ever have around your neck are the arms of your children. Please remember, wow, that's good. Apen Sui, you did a good one. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storms, the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children's. Thanks for listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We'll see you on the road. Remember, Facebook, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and always listen to us on the podcast or live. And thanks, Mario. Take care, everybody.